Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to start with the biggest Steelers question that's getting asked right now by our listeners, by Steelers fans. And that is simply, what the hell is going on with Pat Freiermuth? And that's Mike Tomlin talking about the tight end conundrum of wanting Darnell Washington, bigger man, in against 4-3 defenses. It's a 4-3 defense this week with the Browns. It's a 4-3 defense on Thursday with the Bengals. So if you take Tomlin at his word, we're still going to see a reduced role for Freiermuth. It's never been this small, Malzi. He's never been less involved in the Steelers' offense, which is ironic because he just got paid last year.
Right.
He's coming off his worst game ever as a Steeler, where he had 0 yards, 0 catches, and 0 targets. He committed a major mistake on special teams that got a field goal blocked. Mm-hmm. It's the fewest snaps he's ever played in a game in the NFL. And there was no injury. It was strictly coach's decision. We thought we were better off with somebody else. He's 37th right now in the NFL in catches. He's 40th in yards. He's got a cap hit that's more than $11 million. You can find tight ends, dime a dozen guys, to be that type of player. He's getting paid like a number one tight end. He's producing like a number two or number three tight end.
Yeah.
So something's got to give there. Tomlin's explanation is the weight class thing. Jerry Dulac in his chat yesterday said basically he thought it was just, from what he's heard, a lack of plays, that they just have not had a lot of opportunities to throw the ball. They've been more of a run-based offense, and that's why we haven't seen him get the ball as much. That really doesn't hold up under scrutiny. Thank you, Bill, bringing me a little fork and napkin because I've got my strawberry harvest salad ready to
look
go.
And you know what? I think it's messed up that we don't have a camera down here so that our loyal YouTube listeners can see you just attack that thing like a rabid rabbit later on in the show.
That doesn't hold up under scrutiny because Aaron Rodgers has already had 2 games this year where he's thrown the football more than 30 times.
Right.
It's 7 catches for 65 yards. So fans have a right to want to wonder what's going on here. This Tomlin rationale really doesn't make sense. Dulac's explanation really doesn't make sense. Freiermuth talked to Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette yesterday, and we know Pat. We like Pat. Pat's not going to go the diva wide receiver route and say anything close to a controversial comment about his lack of opportunities. That's just not how he rolls.
He also did get paid, which makes it easier to be a little more tolerant,
well,
no matter how competitive you are, to be a little more tolerant of a reduced role.
I would say about that, I mean, how much of that money is guaranteed? Because if he keeps producing like this, he's not going to stick around
but
at that.
It's not just that
point.
He's not producing, it's that they're not really giving him chances to produce is the real story here. And Tomlin's explanation, Jerry, forget about Jerry saying there's not enough plays. I can rebut that easily. If you have a player that you really feel like is a huge cog in your offense, you make them a focal point of some of the plays that you are getting to run. Like, you prioritize them. If the Patriots with Randy Moss only got a certain number of plays a game, a bunch of them are going to Randy Moss, right? Because he's great. Steelers with AB.
Of course.
The Tomlin rationale makes the entire situation very curious. He goes, well, we've got 4-3 teams coming up, two divisional opponents, mind you, who play 4-3 schemes. And him saying it's not fair to ask Pat, or by extension really Janu or Connor. He didn't say Janu, but you could lump him in.
To block
Miles Garrett. His rationale then makes me think this. you're talking about four of your games every year when you're talking about two division opponents who play a 4-3 scheme. I don't think the Bengals just switched once they got Anarumo out of there to a 4-3. They've run it for a while. Yep. Hendrickson's a DN, not a linebacker.
Yep.
Why did you give Pat an extension if that's what your head coach is saying, getting real into the nitty-gritty of tactics about playing 4-3s? If a quarter of your games every season are going to be against teams where, in theory, Pat's role is going to be reduced, why make him one of your priorities to sign? That doesn't hold up to basic scrutiny.
And they also brought in a guy who is a pass-the-ball first tight end in a trade.
Right, and paid him, comparable money
right
to what Pat's getting. So either they really are prisoners of a very small window of their schedule where there's a bunch of 4-3 teams, and just wait, the dynamic duo Freiermuth-Jonnu Smith offense is going to manifest itself. Or I'm not going to say there's buyer's remorse. I suspect they like Pat. I think they like Jonnu, or else they wouldn't give him the money. They just misevaluated what these guys are, how they were going to use them, and how it was all going to shake out. Because right now it's about $25 million for two guys who have combined for, I believe, one touchdown, which technically was a glorified handoff,
yeah,
and like 135 yards receiving. Jonnu Smith's numbers look more like a running back if you go and actually look at the number of catches
right
and the number of yards. So the problem exists with him, too. He's just not a drafted and developed Steeler.
So if you like Washington more as a blocker, you like Washington more in the red zone, you might even like Jonnu Smith more in the red zone, what do you do in paying Pat Freiermuth that amount of money? That's why I say right now, make me an offer. I mean, I don't think the Steelers have to trade him, but I'm sure there are teams out there that would utilize Pat differently and use him more. I need a wide receiver. I don't know if I can trade Pat for a wide receiver, but if I can trade Pat for a pick, that gives me an extra pick to then trade a pick to pick
for
up
a wide receiver.
Yeah. And, this is a lot of moving parts. I don't know, man. The Browns are making trades left and right here. We're seeing the Ravens made a trade. The Eagles are playing tonight. They find a way to make trades all the time.
Howie Roseman's probably just randomly thinking about a trade he hasn't even made yet.
Omar Khan likes to make trades. They traded for Mike Williams last year.
If the whole goal is to make it the best and most equipped to win team that you can get, right now a true wide receiver two or something close to it is more useful to them, pretty obviously, by how they're not using Pat than he is.
And if you don't trade Pat, two things have to happen. He either has to become a bigger focus of your offense.
Yeah.
Or if he doesn't, you either have to cut him or make him take a pay cut at the end of the year. You can't pay a guy $11 million a year to play 15 snaps and be on pace this year to catch 30 footballs.
I would agree.
30 footballs, I mean, Chris.
And for zero touchdowns and how many yards? He'd be on, if you quadruple his numbers, he's on pace to have 30 catches, about 300 yards, and no touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah.
That's staggering.
And so
it's a huge – by the way.
Yeah.
Forget about all this. Like, I like Pat, too.
And I still think he's a good player.
I think he's a useful player to a team that has a certain mindset on how to use him. What a misevaluation between your general manager and your coaching staff, right? You give the guy the extension that suggests you see him. And we talked about him in these terms when we had the whole, where's the wide receiver too? I said, well, clearly they see Freiermuth as like the de facto second wide receiver to Metcalf, second pass catcher. Clearly, there is a major disconnect in what your GM prioritized and what your coaching staff's actually doing. And what makes that even more head-scratching is your head coach has been around long enough that he has a massive, more than other head coaches, say so, and who should and does get extensions here.
He's fifth on the team in receiving yards, and he's sixth on the team in catches. Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell have caught more balls than him so far this year.
The only other thing I can think of is that Jerry didn't bring up and that Mike didn't bring up is they are still getting the ball out so fast that they feel like the best use of that is trying to hit Metcalf because he's so explosive. And sometimes I think one of the common fan complaints is Pat has trouble breaking tackles in the – like he's not going to make the first guy miss, not a ton of yak.
Yeah.
Still, shouldn't a tight end, if you are getting the ball out quickly on a consistent basis, Shouldn't a tight end that you feel good about be one of your big safety blankets who's churning out 8, 9, 10 yards a catch?
Especially because he's not being asked to, like, delay his route to block.
No, get out there in your pattern.
Right, exactly.
Get out there in your pattern and make yourself available.
He's a big wide receiver, essentially, is what he is.
And they don't see fit to use him like one where they would actually split him out and use him in patterns
like
that.
And look, he's not going to say this either, but I'll say it for him. He's got to take it personally the way Tomlin made it sound like a weight thing. If he was a better blocker, this would not be a question.
If he was George Kittle, they would trust. If Tomlin thought he could block like Kittle, who's like a true complete tight end.
Or Heath.
Or Heath. I mean, but Kittle's about the same size as Pat, right? About 6'5", 250. I mean, Kittle's not like a humongous dude. He's a maniac blocker. They trust him to do
everything.
He's
probably the most complete tight end in the entire league.
I would say so. I mean,
he's 6'4", 250.
And Pat, no disrespect to him, he is much closer to a big wide receiver.
6'5", 260 for Pat.
And Kittle's 6'4", 250?
Yeah.
No disrespect to Pat on the he's a really a de facto wide receiver front, but he's not Travis Kelce in that regard, like Prime Kelce, who was also more or less just a wide receiver. Travis Kelce is going to wear a gold jacket because of how good he is in space.
Former NFL GM, I asked about this. I said, just for bleeps and giggles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If other NFL teams knew they could trade for Pat Freiermuth, what do you think the Steelers could get back?
Mm-hmm.
And he said absolutely teams would be interested. They could get, at worst, a mid-round pick back. I think a couple of teams who would be interested in him are the Commanders and Rams.
Commanders definitely need pass catchers. They're banged up. You figure Daniels doesn't need as much help in the blocking department to keep him upright because he's mobile. And with the
Ertz is old.
Right. And don't you just look at the Rams and say, well, in that offense, like he's going to.
Sure.
It's just that offense.
No, man. But I don't think I don't think that this is not, in my opinion, like we saw kind of, as it turned out, the Steelers started to use Minkah Fitzpatrick differently because they came to the conclusion that he was pretty washed as a player.
Yes.
I don't think this is quite the same thing. I think that Darnell Washington is developed in a way where he's such a great run-blocking tight end, and the pass-catching skills, especially in tight areas like the red zone,
are good enough.
Have improved enough where they want to give him a lot of playing time, and they also have the other tight end just happens to be the offensive coordinator's teacher's pet.
Correct.
It's like his
who's also had
guy.
Who's also
he
had a bigger
as much
well who's also
day.
Had a bigger season than Pat's ever
right.
had.
I think it's just an odd man out situation, Chris.
There's also this:
you can't pay a guy like this $11 million. No. You just can't.
There's also this: Aaron Rodgers, we know, has massive amounts of say so, and I don't say this to try to like denigrate Pat at all, but I'm sure he's aware of it. Rodgers has say so in that offense. Don't you think he's a huge influence in making sure Washington's out there a lot too? I want this. If we're going to run the ball and we're going to do this, I want this dude out there. He functions as a de facto offensive lineman when I need him to be.
Yeah, I mean, he said all this talk about him playing offensive tackle, I disagree with. The guy's clearly a tight end. He can play that position. Yeah.
He's a fan of a 6'7 guy who can box people out for passes, and he's a fan of a 6'7, 290-pound guy who moves people who don't want to be moved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.